Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book TED Talks, the official TED guide to public speaking. When thinking about public speaking, you might think of TED Talks. TED is a privately owned American nonprofit organization and a famous stage for public speaking events. TED originated from an annual meeting of technology, entertainment, and design luminaries, hence the name. Its recordings and format rapidly gained popularity online. Many thrilling stories and opinions were heard for the first time from the stage of TED events. Most of the people who attended TED Talks feel as if, in a short couple of minutes, they were mesmerized by charismatic speakers, shaken to their core by their performances, and left the event enlightened and immensely inspired. Evidently, the power of the spoken word is not only in spreading knowledge and ideas but also in transforming the worldview of the audience, evoking their enthusiasm, and motivating them to change. With the rapid development of the internet, public speaking has become a highly effective communication tool and a very important skill to have. Whether it is presenting a business report or a new product, or having daily work communication, we unavoidably turn to speech and communication skills. But for many people, speaking like this might be scary. For them, the art of public speaking belongs to gifted people and is out of reach for ordinary folks. However, this book tells us the opposite. In fact, each of us can boost the effectiveness of communication and public speaking skills with the help of certain techniques. The author of this book, Chris Anderson, has offered his guidance and help to many TED speakers, including Bill Gates and Nobel laureate Daniel Kahneman. In a sense, Chris Anderson is one of the most influential people in the world of public speaking. Many powerful representatives of other industries consider him something of a speech guru. After 15 years of supervising and participating in thousands of public talk events, he summed up a set of guidelines for high-impact speaking and quality communication, publishing them in this book. Following, we will explore the public talk through the following three topics. Part 1, the foundation. Part 2, the talk tools. Part 3, on the stage. When it comes to the foundations of public speaking, many people might think of confidence-boosting actions, stage presence, charisma, or enthusiastic words. In the prologue of the book, the author states that the most important part of a public talk is a valuable idea. Anyone who has an idea worth sharing can give a powerful talk. In other words, the real goal of public speakers is to conjure up an idea valuable to them in people's minds. It's worth noting that the idea here doesn't have to be a big scientific invention or a complex theory. It can be a simple how-to or a beautiful view of the future. In short, anything that can change people's perception of this world can become an idea to speak about. Hearing this, you might say that nothing in your life is worth sharing with others, as it is too ordinary. But Anderson says that many people massively underestimate the value of their work, learning, and insight. But then, how do we find the ideas worth sharing within ourselves? The answer is our first-hand experience of life. Every day we see different objects and experience all sorts of things. For example, you might have watched children playing in the park today or spent an afternoon talking to a stranger. All the feelings that those experiences awaken within you belong to the unique inner world of your own. Perhaps you can also think back on your past experiences. What was the last thing that got you excited or angry? What have you done that made you proud? These questions can help you find the ideas you might want to share with others. If you concentrate on observing this world and pay maximum attention to everything that happens in your daily life, you will find small details or life principles that might interest or help others. And those are the valuable ideas that public speakers are trying to plant into people's minds. Of course, planting an idea is not so easy. In fact, many public speakers fail not because their ideas lack depth but rather because they adopt a wrong talk style. In specific, according to Anderson, there are four talk styles to avoid. The first one is a sales pitch, or we can call it a greedy approach to speaking. Speakers with this approach become tedious self-promoters, instead of a giver who share great ideas with the audience. Once a famous business consultant, for example, came to speak at a TED conference. Anderson was looking forward to hearing his talk on thinking outside of the box. However, during the talk, the speaker kept praising the awesomeness and effectiveness of that thinking model without explaining it in action. To know how it works, one had to book his consultancy services. That speech felt like a commercial. At some point, Anderson couldn't take it anymore, stood up, and asked the speaker how this mode of thinking worked. Others in the audience supported him with cheering and applause. Being pushed by the audience and Anderson, the speaker finally started to share some useful tips. This greedy approach of the speaker neither serves the audience nor the speaker. The audience gets nothing from the speaker and, in turn, gives back no respect. Therefore, every speaker must follow a key principle: the job is to give and not take from the audience. Secondly, speakers should avoid rambling. Rambling is when the speech has no clear sequence, and the speaker keeps meandering through an unfocused list of observations. Sometimes the speaker is underprepared, and the talk turns into chatting that offers no fresh opinion, no essential details, offering nothing new to the audience. This speech style wastes the audience's time and effort and shows the speaker's disrespect. The third style to steer clear of is an org bore. Org here means organization. Conventional wisdom states that an organization is infinitely boring for everyone except those who work in it. Therefore, it is not hard to imagine that extremely self-centered talk framed around the organization, its employees, or products will leave the audience snoozing and generate no interest. The audience expects the speaker to focus on the nature of his work so that they can seep into the big ideas behind it. The fourth speech style to avoid is inspiration performance, where the form of the speech is much bigger than its contents. The inspiration given to the audience is a part of every great speech. However, those speakers who only pursue inspiration might, as a result, overreach themselves. To get a standing ovation, some speakers imitate other inspirational speakers by using their tricks to manipulate the audience emotionally and intellectually. And even though the speaker might win the applause at the end of their speeches, the audience won't get much out of this talk. And once they stop cheering and clapping their hands, they will feel deceived and might even leave bad feedback about the talk. And this not only will ruin that talk but also give the entire genre a bad name. One cannot act the inspiration out because it comes from an impulse to share something valuable with the public. But what if, during the talk, the speaker unknowingly uses these speech styles? How can we avoid it? The answer lies in the structure called through line, the connecting theme that ties together each narrative element. During preparation, the speaker must determine the connecting theme of the talk and then connect every other part to it. Throughline is like a strong rope that ties your stories, your arguments, and everything else in your speech. You might think that there is nothing difficult about developing a throughline. Every public talk has a throughline. Now, suppose you want to give a talk about kayaking adventure in Kazakhstan. Do you think you have a throughline? No, you don't. This kayaking is the topic of the talk. Topic and throughline are two different things. In the story of your kayaking adventure in Kazakhstan, the through line could be based on the endurance, the team spirit, the danger of turbulent river currents, and so on. Also, a talk with one through line might have a few topics. In this case, it becomes an exploration of one big theme from different angles that, nevertheless, are connected together. But, even though one through line can have more than one topic, it is better to cover less so that the impact is deeper. Many speakers lose impact by trying to cover more in a shorter time. They present the contents of their speech as a summary, including all the key points. However, this way, every topic becomes too plain and abstract, which weakens the main statement. Therefore, it is better to select a few topics related to one clear through line. The speaker must be clear about why the through line is important. In other words, we must be able to point out what problems we can solve with this talk or what kind of experience we will share with the audience. Then, Based on this, we must support each topic with short stories or our life experiences. Generally, a talk that covers fewer topics allows the speaker to go deeper into each of them, resulting in a more positive response from the audience. But how to figure out the through line of a speech? First, we must gather as much information about our audience as possible. Who are they? What is their education level? What are their main interests? For example, you are going to speak to taxi drivers in London about the digitally powered sharing economy. If you didn't realize before the talk that their jobs are threatened by Uber and that they're angry about that, you might accidentally ignite their hostility, and the talk will be a complete failure. Here we come to the end of the first part of our today's bookie. We spoke about the foundation of public speaking. The main goal of public speaking is to conjure up an important idea in people's minds. For that, the speaker must avoid the four talk styles we mentioned above, determine the through line of the talk, learn more about the audience, and simplify the content intended to share. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play, get your free mind snack now.